Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, as Storm Bram tore chunks out of the Dublin coastline earlier this week, families in Port Rann stood guard over properties teetering on the edge, fearing that the next high tide would take everything they owned. Since 2020, residents have watched on helplessly as their homes inch closer and closer to the sea. Already, entire gardens have been lost. Well, I'm joined by Labour Party councillor at Fingal County Council, Corina Johnston, on the line. Corina, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Could you describe maybe the type of damage you were seeing after Bram coming as it did on top of other erosion damage in the area?
Well, quite simply, what we've witnessed now is some gardens and some homes losing 5 metres this week alone, which is quite significant. Walls have fallen, gardens have been flooded, water coming up to people's doors. So it has been really catastrophic and devastating for the Port Rann community.
And in talking to people who are living in those homes, seeing water, as you say, washing up to the door, they must feel like they're running out of time. What are they calling for?
Well, I suppose they're calling for the Minister for the Office of Public Works, the Minister for Housing, to come out and meet the residents. They're looking for emergency measures to be provided as soon as possible, because something has to happen now. A number of homes have already been identified that are going to be lost in the short term. We cannot wait for a long-term solution, unfortunately. Time is not on our side. We know there's been an increase in the frequency and the intensity of storms. So a lot of families are 1 and 2 storms away from losing their homes. Mm. That's the reality for the community in Port Rann. They're devastated, they're frightened and they're worried.
And what's possible, do you know, Corina, in terms of short-term mitigation measures?
Well, look, I suppose the difficulty is that the beach itself is a special area of conservation, so there's some legal protections. So the big challenge really is that, I mean, the Office of Public Works, the National Parks and Wildlife have been trying to protect the special area of conservation. But the reality of it is, the special area of conservation is almost gone. So, I mean, look, I suppose really the challenge is now we have to try and push and demand for emergency measures, because we're looking at a lot of homes and businesses, I might add. There's a number of businesses down there as well that will be lost if something isn't done. There is a proposal for a long-term scheme. Planning application has to be submitted on board, but all it hasn't happened yet. So, look, we're a couple of years away from any sort of a permanent scheme, so we cannot wait. We have to have emergency measures. I suppose, look, there's a couple of things that could be looked at, rock bags, you know, but really, I suppose, really, we want the Minister to come out. You know, the Minister for Office of Public Works was obviously very good for the area in recent years. He was involved in coming out, and, you know, the temporary CBs that we have in place currently were provided.
Concrete blocks. Sorry, just for the benefit of listeners who aren't as familiar as you are with the whole area of coastal erosion, yeah.
Yeah, so he did provide these measures, but we need more measures because we are going to lose homes. And unfortunately, it's a reality. We're calling for help. The community came together today and they're desperate. They're pleading for help.
And does the Office of Public Works have concerns that if mitigation measures are put in at that part of the coast, that there may be difficulties elsewhere with other residents further away experiencing what the residents in Port Rann are experiencing?
Well, I suppose I'll tell you what the difficulty we have is. We don't have a strategy at national level. There was an interdepartmental group set up at national level, actually in October 2023. We're now 2 years on. That interdepartmental group was tasked with actually managing and putting a plan in place for managing coastal changes across the country. That hasn't happened. So the truth really here is, if we don't have any sort of measures at national level to address these issues, we're in serious trouble. And these families, if they lose their homes, the stark reality is they'll have nowhere to go. There's no mechanisms for them to relocate. You know, so there's big issues here. The government sat in a report for 3 years. We need to see an action at national level. We also need to see action here at local level and for these homes to be saved.
Stay with us, Corina, because we're going to talk now to one of the local residents, Eamon Cahill. Layman, good evening to you.
Good evening. Good evening.
I mean, this is something that is directly affecting you. Can you tell us where you are and the impact that Storm Bram had on your property?
Okay. My garden goes right to where the sand dunes, they're all gone now. I'm here, it's been my home for 42 years, and I love the sea, but it's now become frightening. Every time we hear a storm, every time there's a full moon, every time there's a full tide, I'm losing more and more of the garden. I'd say just on Tuesday morning, I was afraid to look out, knowing some of it was gone, fearful, wondering how much was gone. And probably about a metre and a half was gone from the garden. A couple of months back, I had a glass house up there, and I moved it down the garden. Had I not moved it, it would now be down on the beach. So it's crazy, crazy.
I'm very sorry to hear about the amount of property you're losing from your back garden. But I mean, you go to sleep at night when there's a storm, and are you afraid nearly to walk down the back garden and see what's been taken away the following morning?
My neighbours, who are very, very good to me, warned me not to be, that they don't want to see me near the top of the garden. Now, I would be tempted to go and have a look, but it's so frightening now, I don't want to look. Mm. I almost don't want to talk about it. We're fearful as neighbours, we're anxious, and we're also angry. It's crazy that I have to avoid going to the top of my own garden. It's so dangerous.
Residents met on the beach around 1 o'clock today. Eamon, were you at that meeting? What was the general feeling amongst people affected?
We've met repeatedly for a couple of years now, and we talk about it, and we talk to the council about it, but nothing happens. I mean, it's an emergency. It's crazy, and if it's going to take so long for any permanent solution, if they wait much longer, there won't be need for it because the houses will be gone.
And are the concrete blocks having any effect as far as you can see it, Eamon? You talked about, you know, losing a metre of your garden already in Storm Bram.
Well, the storm comes in over the top of them, you know. A high tide perhaps it takes some of the power out of the waves, but obviously not sufficient, not enough, because it still just takes away, the two boundary walls, my neighbour's walls on either side of the garden, the ends of those walls up at the sea end have collapsed down onto the beach. I've lost about 3-4 metres of a wall that just has fallen literally down onto the beach.
Over how long, Eamon?
But that only happened about 4 or 5 weeks ago. The first move, and then it finalised itself last Tuesday. But the when I first came here, I could not see the sea from downstairs. I had to go upstairs to see the sea. Now I can see it from downstairs. All the sand dunes are gone.
And Eamon, are there difficulties with things like, you know, house insurance? Or, I mean, in terms of even maintaining the house, do you kind of have a hard think about what kind of an investment is worth putting into the house at this stage?
No, well, it's my home, so I've no difficulty investing in it, you know. My insurance has increased by 25% since last year. I'm very, very fond of being here. I'm very, very fond of the sea, but I've come to dread it as well.
And Eamon, have you come together as a group of residents, and is there a particular solution you'd like to see implemented that you think would buy you more time?
Well, people talk about the rock bags and so on, whatever solution, but we need to buy time while we await for the more permanent solution, the groins going in. I just wonder, will even they be successful the way the tides are running? But there's a need for immediate action.
Okay, Eamon, I'm sorry to hear about what you're going through, but thanks very much for coming on and giving people an insight into what it is you're dealing with, and earlier Fingal County Councillor Karina Johnson there as well. Thanks for joining us this evening.